One of the voices that you will hear on the Cavaliers broadcast tonight is Jim Jones, and he joins us right now on the hotline. Jim, as always, we sincerely appreciate the time, and I want to begin by diving into something that you had discussed during the pregame show yesterday when the idea was brought up of some of the struggles for Colin Sexton throughout the course of the year. You mentioned that it certainly can be attributed to the different kinds of lineups that he has played with throughout the course of the season. The Cavaliers have just been riddled with injuries all throughout the year, and as a result, Colin Sexton has had to play with a number of different personnel groupings. I want to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on that and explain how that's really kind of made things tough on the 19-year-old rookie.
Well, history of our game, you know, injuries and inexperience, you know, that's a bad combination for young players because they don't have a history of experiences to try to overcome things. And if they do, it takes longer than probably expected. But Colin Sexton is just going through the, like, give me an example. Last night, he was the off guard. I don't want to say he was the two guard, but he was the off guard. That's a position that's usually held by Hood. Moving without the ball, and Alec Burks, who did a great job handling the ball, not turning it over, but getting us into our sets, and when need be, he was able to create some offense for himself. I thought that was the best game of the season for Alec Burks, but that's the first time I've seen Colin consistently play the off guard or the two guard. So he's learning a lot of stuff, and it's hitting him right in the face. He's trying to get a rhythm and stay relevant. And as any young, ambitious, competitive player will do, he'll take bad shots from time to time, just trying to feel good about himself. And he has no reference for experience other than these different lineups. 17, 18 different lineups now this kid has been a part of it because he's played every game this season. And it's very tough for him.
Do you think a case can be made for him hitting a bit of a wall at this point in the season? I know that means a lot of different things to some folks. They think that he hits a physical wall and he's just kind of banged up. Others think, you know what, this is a mental grind for him. Having played just the 1 year at Alabama, he's not used to playing this many games at this point in the season. Do you get the sense that maybe he might be hitting a bit of a wall, whether it be physically or mentally?
Well, I don't know if it's a wall, but I do know in his varsity year at Alabama, he played 33 games, you know, and so far he's played 40-something games, and it's been difficult for him to just make the adjustment. You know, you can see flashes of the talent, but you don't see it consistently, and this is what young players go through. Not every young player is going through that. The kid Dunsick, the kid with the Mavs, isn't going through that, but Dunsick has been a pro since he was 16. So it's a lot different approach as far as expectations and what I can do and can't do. And to throw all of that in his face, now he has to overcome the feeling of losing. How do I keep my confidence when we're losing? You know, am I doing the things that are necessary to keep us winning? And those are things that just compounds everything and builds what we call inconsistency in play.
Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, sticking with, you know, this theme of the constant change in personnel, yep. Newly acquired campaign, 10 points in 22 minutes last night, certainly not too shabby. What do you expect that he offers the Cavaliers the rest of the season?
Well, I hope what we saw last night is for real, But there was no game plan for him. He probably wasn't even in the scouting report. And if the Pacers used it, it probably was an old Bulls or some other team he was with on how to play him. But he shot with confidence. He handled the ball. He didn't make any mistakes with it. I thought his decision-making was good. But more importantly, I like his defense. He gets down in a solid defensive stance, and he moves his feet, and he fights to get over those high dribble screens, which has been killing our half-court ball pressure defense.
Well, and this might just be the theme of the interview, you know, the constant change. And you know that the constant change has been tough for everybody. And I know, well, this next subject a little bit touchy because of the ongoing investigation with the NBA. But, you know, the Cavs decided to part ways with Patrick McCall. We had talked about him a little bit last week because at the time the Cavaliers had just signed with him. But now the Cavs have parted ways. What did you make of the three games that he played with the Cavaliers?
Well, I didn't think we had a good view of our circumstance and us and how we're playing at the moment, we didn't have the luxury of waiting. You know, we need some players. If we're going to bring young players in, we need them right now. This kid hadn't played all season, and we couldn't afford to wait for him to see if he was going to be able to put some stuff together and be productive. So to his credit, he tried. He really did. You know, he took the initiative on offense. He tried to play solid defense. But the way we're structured right now, and the need to win a game and the need to maintain continuity or develop continuity, we just didn't give him the minutes that were necessary to properly evaluate him. So the Cavs did the next best thing. You know, they released the kid. I don't have a problem with everything that I know, and I only know a little bit, was out front. You know, they told us the transaction, how it went through, and that we had to make a decision on him by Sunday. I don't see a problem with that. If Golden State had really wanted him, they would have re-signed him. If they really had wanted him, you know, if you really want somebody as competitive as our league is, you should have signed him.
Jim, you talked about that need to win, that want to win right now for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are in this 10-game losing skid. But when you watch them, or at least when I watch them on TV, I don't have quite the eye you do, having played the game, but it doesn't seem there's a whole lot of a lack of effort. I mean, these guys are appearing to give everything they can to try and win these games. Is it just a matter of youth right now and inexperience at the NBA level?
Well, it's like this. This is what I've seen. Usually in our game, as in most pro sports, how you start and develop your training camp, telling the do's and don'ts, this is going to be our identity, that starts in training camp, and it carries itself into exhibition season. And from exhibition season, it starts from the first game of the year, and then you start to build on those fundamental elements that, based upon your personnel and based upon your strategy, that you want implemented. Well, Drew doesn't have that luxury. By now, we should be going to options 3 and 4 because teams are taking away the first and second option, and it should just be a smooth transition because the players have known that since training camp. Well, we don't have that. You know, he took this job during the season. So the fundamentals of teaching say that before you can get to D, you've got to get to A and B. Well, they haven't been able to do that because they have not been able to functionally develop strategies through the course of the game, lack of practice days, so that when they're playing these oppositions, teams like Indiana and the New Orleans Pelicans, those teams have had a strategy since day one of training camp. They have momentum. They have a solid philosophy of how they want to do things. It makes adjustments a lot easier in-game, game-to-game, and through the course of the year. We don't have that luxury, so teams have a distinct advantage over us when we play them.
How much of that setback is created by the injuries the Cavs have had, too? Because it seems every time they start to get the ball rolling, and Kevin Love goes out, Tristan Thompson, Matthew Dellavedova, Rodney Hood.
Well, I think the injuries are a part of it, but I want you to think about that. You know, that when you're in a classroom with a teacher in elementary school, she doesn't talk to you about philosophy until first she gets the basics. Can you read first? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So there is a progression that this group has missed because, as you can see, Drew does a lot of things different from Tyronn Lue, and that's the problem. That is the crux of the problem. Is that it's so hard in game to make adjustments when you don't have the fundamental nature of a training camp, exhibition season, and beginning of the year, so you can progressively get better. You have to understand that this is a process. It's a behavioral standard process of anything. If players are to get better in anything, if people are to get better, that there has to be a process. That process was broken when Lou resigned and Drew was trying to pick up the mantle and carry it, and with the injuries, it just compounds everything.
Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Jim, I want to draw on something you mentioned yesterday during pregame as well. And you had discussed, you know, Larry Nance leading the team in assists. And I think that's both a blessing and a curse, given what Larry Nance has done throughout the course of the year. Given all these injuries, he's been asked to do some extra. And he certainly has taken on that role without batting an eye. The fact that he's leading this team in assists, does it say more about Larry's ability to distribute, or does it say more about what the Cavaliers are still looking for from their guards?
Says a lot about what they're looking for the guards, but it also says a lot about that. Do we have anyone who can do that? And Nance can do that. He makes good decisions with the ball, but that isn't the way you want to play all the time. There are very few Jokić players and Nurkić, both of those kids. That's the way they play, and they've been playing like that since probably second, third grade in Europe. That's their style of play. They're born with that. They're comfortable with that. Nance can do that, but he's super athletic. He's smart like them, but the Cavs don't have the personnel to exploit it to the point where it's going to equate to solid wins. So you want your guards to lead because they handle the ball more than anybody. Maybe 2.1 seconds more than the next possible player. So there's a certain responsibility that goes with the ball. And 90% of it is decision making, and we don't make a lot of the right decisions. But I got to give Alec Burks some credit. I thought he was good last night. I just thought he did some things with the ball and got us into stuff. And when the clock ran down and teams took us out of our options, he was able to hit some threes, go down the lane. I just thought he was magnificent, and that's what you want. You want a guy to do that. Now Sexton, with 1 year in college, really wasn't enough time for him to make the playmaking adjustment from a team perspective. And he's got to learn that. Now, does he have the ability? He was pretty good last night, but he was the off guard. You know, so there's a little less stress on him. And he also had Cameron Payne, who was getting the job done. So he still got to develop. And you know, Dele is still beat up. He's trying. You know, but he's not 100%.
Well, certainly looking forward to see what the Cavaliers bring to the table tonight. They take on the New Orleans Pelicans down in New Orleans, 7:30 pregame, and they'll tip it at 8 o'clock. Jim, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for the time, and we wish you the best of luck on this extraordinarily long road trip. The Cavaliers don't come back home for quite some time, almost 2 weeks out on the road, so safe travels, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, guys, great stuff.
Absolutely. Great stuff from you as well, Jim. Thank you very much for the time, as always. Again, Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.